lost Dr. Konoima, who was admitted with Dr. Songubiwa almost about 2 weeks ago at the Hastings Hospital. Dr. Songubiwa tested negative. He was discharged. And just on Monday or Tuesday, I think the father of Dr. Konoima, we were told, had a stroke. He died, and somebody gave him the information, and since then he was down. He was no longer very active until we lost him yesterday.
We hear, Dr. Brightman, that Dr. Konoima is the third in 48 hours that you have lost.
Yes, we have Dr. Tom Rogers and Dr. Kuruma, who were buried yesterday, and also Dr. Konoima. But it's also interesting to note that a survey was conducted together with CDC, and it came out very clear that more than 70% of our infection did not come from either our holding or treatment facilities. So it is actually very difficult for us to actually fully understand where the doctors are getting this infection.
Some people say that Ebola is called the caretaker's disease. Is it true that they could be getting it from the patients that they are treating?
Most definitely. Because at the end of the day, if you follow the trend of the disease, the most affected persons are the healthcare workers and the caregivers of those who are taking care of patients infected with the virus. And most of the people who actually come to our facilities will not be able to tell you whether they are directly linked with any Ebola patient. They will not tell you the full story. Despite the fact that we have also encouraged medical personnel to always use their protective equipment whenever they are examining patients. So I'm sure they may have had this infection from either examining a patient or treating a patient.
The latest report by the World Health Organization says that at least 80 to 100 new cases of Ebola in Sierra Leone. What is happening? Is this disease coming back to your country?
Yeah, well, for November, I have to be honest, November, we had the highest number of cases since we had the outbreak in May. But for the past 3 days, we have been having encouraging figures, although we will not be able to say, yes, we are out of the woods yet. But for the past 3 days, the figures are far lower than we saw in the month of November 2014.
Does your country need additional assistance?
Well, of course, we continue to receive the assistance. For example, 2 days ago, we received 100 medical practitioners from Nigeria under the auspices of the African Union. And we also have about 27 ECOWAS health professionals that actually came to the country. We have the Cubans, we have the Chinese. Of course, we do require more assistance, but notwithstanding that, even if we have this assistance, if we do not adequately protect ourselves, then we'll continue to actually get the infection.